Well, I'm joined by Lee Dixon. And Lee, obviously fantastic news that you're still in the England squad, because a few days ago with your hand, I think it was all but forlorn that you were out for a few weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been an emotional rollercoaster this week. You know, I've been up to Manchester seeing a specialist about my hand, and you know, he gave me the all clear and the good news. So yesterday I was straight back into, Monday straight back into training, and then Tuesday straight back into full contact. You know, no missing any training for me. As soon as I got the all clear, I was straight back in, you know, taking contact, and it feels absolutely fine. So I'm really looking forward to the weekend now.
Yeah, Stuart Lancaster was saying you'd had a pretty sort of heartfelt conversation where it looked as though your opportunity might be limited. So for you, it's another fantastic opportunity and lease of life to move forward.
Yeah, definitely. I was, you know, I can't put it into words how gutted I was when I found out that it was broken. You know, I had my opportunity to come here and show people what I'm about, and you know, I'm fortunate enough that the specialist has given me a second chance at this, really. So at the weekend I'm hoping that I can get on and show people again what I can do, and going forward the tempo that I bring to this game and what I can bring to this team in England.
Stuart just mentioned that in the written press conference. He was just saying that with the substitutes on the bench for England for this game and for Scotland, bringing that impetus and that tempo is very key at the kind of 50, 60 minute mark, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, against an Italian team, you know, they're going to be a very passionate, very big team. You know, they're in front of the 70,000 people down there. You know, we've got to be right on our mettle. And for me, coming on hopefully 50, 60 minutes, you know, I've got to be going on with my tempo that I start a game at Franklin's Gardens with. You know, that's what I pride myself on, is getting the ball away very quickly from breakdowns. And I've got to do that at the weekend. You know, I've got to real come on and change the game. And, you know, but if the game's done and I need to go on and slow the game down, I've also got that in me. So it's just how we play the game and how they want us to go when we go on off the bench.
And how important is it, obviously, with the Saints, is kind of, I wouldn't say newfound form, but the fine run that Northampton have been on in recent weeks, some stronger performances in Europe on top of the run in the Premiership. It must give you that kind of confidence in the game management side.
Yeah, I've been learning, you know, the last couple of years. I've worked really hard with Alan Dickens and the coaches at Northampton, just of game management of a game. You know, it's not always about 100 miles an hour high speed game. You know, it's about the field position and where the wingers are and reading the game a bit more, and you know, not always passing to your 10, having a dabble yourself, which I've done a little bit more these last couple of weeks, and hopefully that'll go into the weekend now that I'm a bit more of a matured player and I can show people now what I can do at the highest level.
Obviously following on probably from Benny Youngs at some point during the game, and then with Charlie Hodgson, Owen Farrell, some very good game managers in this England setup. Hopefully that synergy can be quite good.
Oh, we've got a great bunch of players here. You know, everyone's really gelled so well together, and you know, you can tell that out on training. The training's been absolutely excellent the last 3 weeks when we've been together. You only look back, we've only been together just over 2 weeks, and everyone has gelled so well together. You know, everyone's having a bit of banter here and there, but then when it comes to training, everyone's training very hard. Everyone knows exactly what they're doing their homework, you know, and hopefully leading into this Italy game, we'll be able to show people what we're about.
A lot of disruption in the build-up this week, obviously, hand aside. In terms of the weather, obviously, you've had to be here, there and everywhere, haven't